press star 3 to speak directly with Mr. Donald Trump. Again, I'm Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann thanking Mr. Trump for being on the call this evening. We can't wait to get to your questions for this admired and respected business leader. So, Mr. Trump, take it away.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. This is an honor to be with you, and this is the new wave of political work because, you know, when you look at what's going on in the world and when you look at all of the new technology, it really is amazing. So this is our town hall meeting. It's done by telephones. In the old days, you had to go to the town hall, but it's certainly very interesting. We have a country with tremendous potential, unbelievable potential. It's untapped. Our people are amazing. We don't have the right leadership, and we're really falling badly.
Our next caller is Barry from Pennsylvania. Barry, are you on the call?
I am.
Do you have a question,
Hello.
Barry?
Hello, Barry. Hello, Donald. How are you?
How are you, Barry?
I'm fine. And Michelle, how are you?
Very happy. So thrilled you're here.
Okay, Donald, I have to give you very high marks because you were the first and the most profound voice to call out both OPEC and the Chinese.
That's right.
And
I have to tell you, Barry, I'm so disappointed in both the Democrats and the Republicans, and I'll be honest with you that nobody has really, until very recently, gone wild about China, and nobody has even talked about OPEC. I mean, you don't see it in the debate. You don't see it in the Republican debate. You don't see it discussed by the Democrats, what's going on with OPEC. And these are guys, like 11 guys, and in this case, all guys, that sit around a table and just set the price of oil. And every single time the economy, you see a positive announcement that raised the price of oil. Take a look at oil. I mean, it goes up $2 when things get good. So basically, they suck the blood out of you every time the economy starts getting good. And China, you know, people don't realize we have all the cards. They don't have the cards. We have the cards. Because if we started putting a tax, you know, the tax should be 41%. That's what a tax on Chinese goods should be, based on their manipulation of the currency, of their currency. Now, let's be nice and put a 25% tax on because we're nice people. The fact is that you should be taxing their product, and all of a sudden you'll find that in Pennsylvania and in Alabama and in Iowa and in lots of other places, we'll start making the kind of product that's made in China. And remember, I said at the beginning, we have all the cards. And if we stopped doing business with China, they would go into a depression, the likes of which you have never seen before. We're rebuilding China, their roads, their bridges, their airports, and our country is like a third world country. We have pothole streets in major cities. We have bridges that are falling down. It's really sad. So we have all the cards. They don't have the cards. They loaned us some money. We're paying interest. It's hard to believe, but that's not cards. We have the cards because if we stop doing business with China, they go into a depression the likes of which you've never seen.
But the fact of the matter is you were the first credible, knowledgeable voice that called both these groups out.
And well, I agree with you, Barry. I will say.
A lot of people were just putting their heads in the ground.
Well, I think honestly, and I know that Michelle is not in that camp, and I know that a couple of the other Republican candidates, frankly, are not in that camp, but the interesting thing is it's a world of politics, and China has many, many people representing it, including lobbyists. And I have seen some politicians that don't even want to discuss it, and I have no doubt in my own mind that the lobbyists who get paid a lot of money by China and a lot of money by OPEC, in fact, they say with OPEC, you can't even find a lobbyist in Washington that isn't in some way conflicted out because of OPEC. So what happens is these people get to their local politician or their national politician, and they put pressure on them. And I know a lot of pressure has been put on by the Chinese government. A lot of pressure has been put on lobbyists. And I honestly believe, because, you know, if you see, I was number one in the polls. When I left the race, I was so disappointed in the mistake that the Republican Party was making. I'm a Republican. And when I left the race, as Michelle will tell you, I was leading in the polls. And I couldn't understand why somebody didn't pick up what I was saying about China, about OPEC, and that's why I was leading, not just the birth certificate, which I'm very proud of. I got this guy to do something he didn't want to do, and somebody should continue to analyze that whole deal, by the way. But the fact is, I was really heavy on China. I was really heavy on OPEC. And I was doing great in the polls. And I don't understand why more people don't pick it up other than the lobbyists got to them.
Well, and this is a big issue because, as Mr. Trump had mentioned earlier in the call, again, if you've just joined this call, you've just heard the voice of Donald Trump live. Press star 3 for your question. I'm Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. As he said at the beginning of the call, by 2015, according to the International Monetary Fund, China will eclipse the United States as the number one economic superpower of the world. Now, this has profound implications because this will be the last presidential election when the United States is the premier economic superpower of the world. One thing Ronald Reagan understood, you have to be the economic superpower if you want to be the military superpower. China just recently launched their first naval aircraft carrier. They're also now launching new military hardware. We have to think about this very seriously. I sit on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. We deal with the nation's classified secrets. We do not want to be so hot and hot to China that our interest payments are paying and building up their military. We're even told by 2015, we United States citizens will be paying for the entire Chinese People's Liberation Army. That's the number one employer of the world. This call tonight is about the economy, it's about China, it's about OPEC, but I just want to add in as a part of this discussion, we can't forget the national security implications as well. So we have Donald Trump on live. We can't thank him enough. We want to be respectful of his time. He's admired and respected, and let's get to your call next, star 3.
Our next caller is from California. His name's Ralph. Ralph, are you on the call?
Jim. Hello, Ralph.
How are you, Ralph?
Good.
Hi, Ralph.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Donald. I thank you very much for taking the time to answer this question. I've always wondered, and I'm still wondering, why presidential candidates don't team up and make their ticket up well in advance of the primaries. And so I would ask you both the question, would you consider a Trump-Bachman ticket or vice versa?
Well, I don't think that's what we're here for tonight, but I will say this. I have gotten to know Michelle very well and some of the other candidates, and it's a far cry from what we have in the White House right now, I will say that, and a huge improvement. What we have there now has to go, and if it doesn't go, this country is in very, very serious trouble. So, you know, and I have gotten to know a number of the candidates, and it's very interesting to see the vast difference in experience and other things between these candidates and President Obama. You know, interestingly, and I've been saying, it's very hard if you're a very successful person, and you've done lots of deals, hundreds of deals, and made great fortunes, and done a really great job, it's almost impossible. It's very hard to be elected. Whereas Obama did one deal. You know what the deal was? His house. And you ought to look into that deal for all of the press that's listening tonight, because that deal was very, very shaky at best. And I don't mean shaky in a positive sense. I mean that deal should be really looked into. That was the one deal he did. And he had no experience. He didn't have the experience to be president. And that's what's happening with the country. The country is being scoffed at.